thank Sarah Baumgartner. You all know who she is. She oversees all of our sports, and she did an amazing job on this search. Her due diligence does not go unnoticed, and I can't thank her enough for her effort in leading this effort. Number two, Drew Martin, who on a day-to-day basis works for our swimming program and oversees our external operations. Both of these people are intimately involved in our swimming program, and your leadership, I love you both very much, and what you've done throughout this process has been great, but especially Sarah Baumgartner in this process has been phenomenal. Last but not least, I think looking at a search of this magnitude, I want to put this in perspective for a moment. We have a guy that started coaching here in 1978. Coach Darrell Royal hired him. Think through that for a moment. Coach Royal hired him. He won 15 national championships. He's taken a team to the White House since Jimmy Carter was president. You think about the magnitude of what he built this program to. And you're asking to fulfill that job. In a time where it's lonely, when you're thinking, who can replace a legend? There's many conversations, there's thousands of alumni that swam for Eddie that would call and say, I swam for Eddie. I go, no, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a CEO of a company. He goes, no, I swam for Eddie and I swam for Texas. That's who they were. And that's their gravitas of who they are. And when Eddie announced his retirement again, before the season started, I said, Eddie, are you sure? He goes, I'm 82 years old. It was never about winning championships. The definition of a coach is believing in someone when they don't believe in themselves. And coach was never about winning championships. His whole idea was, can I get the very best out of someone? If they fulfill their potential, championship will come. And there's many conversations I had with Eddie along the way, and I referred to him as Yoda. And it was not only talking about us and what we were doing, it was about the program. And for 4 or 5 months, it's a lonely time sitting there thinking of the daunting task of what lies ahead. And 13 years ago, CP was looking for a new coach and went to Eddie. And Eddie says, I got a coach that can do this. She's at Georgia. And we hired Carol Capitani. And how reverse roles reverse is 13 years later, I'm sitting in the room by myself thinking, gosh, this is a big daunting task to hire, replace Eddie. And I said, I got to talk to Carol. Carol comes up. I said, Carol, I just need your advice. And if you all know who Carol, she's a really close talker. She'll sit on my desk and we'll just have these in-depth conversations for hours about how do you replace a legend? And she goes, you don't. I go, who do you think the best coaches are out there? And she lists 5 or 6 coaches. And she goes, okay. She goes, but they're not right fits. They're not fits for the University of Texas. Because you just heard Steve Sarkisian play, and you see all of our head coaches here. I would say we have the finest collection of head coaches in America. Because they have great character. They're about student athletes and they're selfless. And they win at the highest level. But they're part of our family. As we were getting through this, I said, hey, Carol, unequivocally, you are head coach of our women's and diving program at the University of Texas. There's no doubt about that. And that does not change. She is our head women's and diving coach. Yet I relied on her constantly. I said, okay, Carol, tell me what. As we were going through, she says, you know, there's a dark horse. I go, there's a dark horse. You're not going to believe it. I asked him one day on the deck, hey, what do you think about Texas? And his response was, I'm happy where I'm at. Keep me posted. I'm like, so you're telling me we have a chance, Carol. And from that moment on, it was Buford T. Justice in hot pursuit of what the possibility would be. And at that time, conversations continue to happen. And I think last Tuesday, my daughters do today, they FaceTime. I FaceTime Bob Bowman. He goes, hello, pulls up. The great white shark pulls up. Hey, how you doing, my friend? He goes, hey, you're interested in the University of Texas? He goes, I'm interested in that job. I'm going to go win a national championship first. And I asked him, why are you interested in the University of Texas? He goes, I was 12 years old when Eddie took that job. I've watched what he built and who he's recruited, and that job is the best job in America. And most coaches talk about the shadow of Eddie. And Bob talked about complimentary to Eddie. And when I sat down and I looked at a resume of both, and you think about the amount of championships that Eddie's won, the amount of Olympians, the head coach, you go, God, who can replace that? You can't. But you look at another titan in that industry. And everyone says, oh, he was a coach of Michael Phelps. Phenomenal. But I was at Arizona when they dropped swimming at Arizona State. Dropped it. Said no mas. And I watched a coach take over a program that in 9 years, this past week, had won a national championship. He's been an Olympic head coach. He's coached thousands, multiple of Olympic gold medalists. Yet what he did with that program is something that we all aspire to. Take over a program in its ashes and build it to a national champion. Today I am proud to announce that our head swimming diving coach for our men is Bob Bowman. The only person that has the fortitude, the ability to take over a program built by the great Eddie Reese. Bob Bowman, welcome to you.
Thank you, Chris, very much. It's an honor to be here. Like you said, this is dream job for any coach in this country or in the world. And I feel like we have an opportunity to honor Eddie's legacy because nobody replaces Eddie Reese. I'm certainly not his replacement. I'm just the next one. But I can be me. And Carol and I are going to work together to reimagine how swimming can work, and Matt Scoggin, in a way that's unique and a way that will kind of propel Texas swimming and diving into the future. So I'm happy to take your questions.
Raise your hand if you have a question, we'll get a mic to you. Start right up front with Thomas Jones from the Statesman.
Coach, welcome to Austin.
Thank you.
There's a new position created for you. Like, how would you define the position compared to Eddie's position here? And how much appeal did that hold for you to take the job here?
The director of swimming role did have an appeal for me to come here because I feel like what you've seen in the landscape of swimming in recent years is there is a huge advantage towards being able to have men's and women's teams work together, not mainly to capitalize on resources. Facility usage is much easier when we kind of work together. I think recruiting will be much better when we're doing it together. We can have more coaches who can be more specific in the training groups. Like you could have a coach coaching breaststroke, somebody coaching distance swimming, somebody coaching sprinting, instead of maybe two coaches doing everything, right, separately. So there's a lot of synergy there. And my role is to sort of shepherd the two programs into the next era of doing that. And it'll be a process. It's not going to be today everything's changed. Today everything is pretty much the same and will be for a little bit. But my goal is to see where we can find areas where we can gain an advantage by really working together and to kind of foster that as we go along.
Stay up front, Kirk.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bob, what was the best coaching advice you gave Michael Phelps, and would he have won an Olympic medal without you?
Michael would have won an Olympic medal without me. You could have probably coached him to an Olympic medal, but I don't know about 23. That was the key, how many he could do. The main part about Michael was, Michael doesn't need a coach, but his mom really did. So that was my biggest work. The advice that I gave Michael was be you and do your thing. That's what anybody needs to do to be their best. They have to be who they are, and they have to know who they are and what they're about, and step up in the moment and go for it. And that would be it.
On your far right, Coach Chip.
Hey, Bob, congratulations. Chip Brown,
thank
Lawrence
you.
24/7. What experience did you gain maybe from your time at Michigan or running the aquatics in Baltimore to help you build that Arizona State program into a national championship program?
Well, everything. I often apologize to the guys at Michigan because I knew nothing about college coaching when I went there, But every mistake I made there, and it was about a million, has benefited the ASU guys because I didn't make it there. So, you know, it really helped that I had been at Michigan and a wonderful place. And certainly in Baltimore, I ran the facility, did a lot of different things. So I could kind of take that expertise into the program at ASU as well, because it was really a holistic thing of how we put it together. But yeah, I've certainly learned from all those.
In the middle, Joe Cook.
Joe Cook, Inside Texas. Welcome. Chris talked a little bit about your relationship with Carol, but also swimming and diving, what your relationship with Matt is and how you view the diving aspect of this department.
I have a great relationship with Matt. He helped me hire my diving coach at ASU. We worked on him, so I know him quite well. And I am super excited to be in a place where diving is excellent and will be an integral part of the program. So I'm very excited to work with Matt.
Back middle, Josh.
Hey, Bob. Josh Newman from LoneStarLive.com. Obviously, it's an Olympic year and you have a training group. Can you just speak to maybe what your timeline is in terms of continuing to coach your guys through the trials, through Paris, and how that kind of fits in with Texas?
Well, actually, the transition here is going to be pretty good because Eddie's going to be remaining with the guys here until the trials.
Through the
Olympic trials. So I'm not even going to be involved in any of their, maybe cheer them along or something. But Eddie's going to do the nuts and bolts of all that, and that frees me up to do my pros. So it'll be a combination of me kind of working with them. Actually, ASU's allowed me to do that in Phoenix, in Tempe, for a little bit, so that's wonderful. So I'll do a little bit there in these recent weeks because, they just kind of figured out what's happening. And then we'll go to San Antonio next week, big pro swim. I'm sure a lot of people will be there. And after that, I'll be there a little bit, here a little bit, and we go to Colorado for my big altitude camp that I do every May. That'll be part of our program here. And when we get back, they'll probably come here to finish up for the trials for 3 weeks. So that's kind of the answer to that, but should work in the short term.
In the middle, Roger Wallace.
Hey, Coach. You and Eddie have worked together in Olympics and things like that. What have you learned from him over the years, too, that might help you in this position?
Well, I couldn't even, we'd need hours to tell you all that. But Eddie has always been a sounding board for me to ask questions. I would come and watch his practices when I was coming up to learn how, he worked his magic. And every time I ever saw him, you pick up something, because he's always evolving. The thing that struck me most about Eddie was that he's constantly learning and the program's growing. He doesn't just do the same thing all the time. Even if it works, he changes it, right? Because you have to do that to kind of stay up with what's happening in the sport. And to be around somebody who's done this for 50 years and consistently been at the top, it's a tremendous resource. My favorite thing about Eddie is he would send me text about what happened in practice, but it's really an email that he sent in a text, right?
Back by the cameras, Coleman.
Obviously a great accomplishment and what you did at ASU and winning the title this past weekend. Have you been able to reflect on that at all in the last 48 hours, or can you just describe kind of the whirlwind since Saturday night when you guys won the trophy?
I have reflected a little bit. I haven't slept much, so I'm not sure I'm thinking all that clearly, but it was an amazing thing, to be honest, to be with the team and their parents and the alumni. Saturday night, we had a get together, and that's where I got to kind of sit back and watch the guys that were on my first team at ASU interacting with the guys that are on the championship team and kind of think back about how we got there. I always like to tell the story. My first year at ASU, when we have practices, they normally swim in the little suits, right? Those little Speedos, right? Small suits. And then some days we put on the racing suits and race and practice the bigger ones. And so for the first time we're going to do that in my first year at ASU, I said, hey, everybody bring a suit tomorrow. We're going to suit up. And one of the kids brought a three-piece suit and a tie to practice. So that's kind of where we were when we started. And then so to see all those guys kind of feeling part of what we did this past weekend, which in many ways was surreal, it was amazing. That was great.
Back by the cameras again, Tyler.
Hi, Bob. Congratulations, Tyler Felt and KD Sports. Welcome to Austin.
Thank you.
I'm curious about Eddie. He's always one with words when it comes to being a little bit funny. What was your conversation like before you took the job that you had with him and maybe after with Eddie?
You know, before I took the job, we didn't really talk about it. Because I was, and it was in the middle of the NCAAs, right? So I was just trying to be totally focused on the thing. Afterwards, when we talked, it was just, Eddie and I are on the same wavelength on many, many things, right? Like, we approach swimming the same way. We know that technique is important, and we know that the main thing that we have to do is help these guys and women, in this case now that I'm here, you know, just keep getting better every day. Just get a little bit better. And if you do that long enough, the big things happen at the end. So I think that's where we bond. We're both process guys. We know that the things that make the championships are what happens on Tuesday afternoon over in that pool. It's not sitting around thinking about a trophy. The other part that I think that we share, and you know, I would say this about my ASU team, is that you have to behave and live like a champion long before you win a championship, right? My guys at ASU have been champions for 3 or 4 years. They lived like it. They thought about things that way. They worked like a champion. They made good decisions like champions do. We had a thing over there that was our big thing. It was like mistakes not made. Those are the things that win the championships. So they had to learn how to not make the things that keep you from getting a championship, right? So you do that for 3 or 4 years and you constantly start getting better and just keep doing that. The next thing you know, somebody's handing you a big trophy. So I feel like Eddie and I resonate in that way as well.
Got one last question on the far right, Chip Brown.
Bob, what are the key things you look for in a prospect coming to your program, and what was the message, if you've already given it, to the current members of the Texas program?
I have not met the current members yet. That'll be this afternoon. But what I'm looking for is somebody who wants to improve, right? And obviously at Texas, we're looking for fast swimmers who want to improve, right? They have to swim at a level, right? They have to be at a certain place. But I'm really interested in guys who want to come in and learn and grow and be comfortable in a process where they're going to get real feedback and be able to use that to get better next time. So that's the main thing.
Thanks, Coach. Hang tight. CDC is going to come up for a second. Then we're going to take some photos.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, today is an awesome day for our swimming program. I think as we celebrate today, and Eddie is going to go and have Coach Bowman meet the team, again, I just want to reiterate the legacy of Eddie. We're going to celebrate him on April 19th. But the gravitas of this hire would not have been made without the leadership and the dedication and the fortitude of Carol Capitani. And I just want to again reiterate that and thank her for that, because where we're at today, and her being our head coach for our women's program, she's elevated something that he did. And the synergy of those conversations during this process is critical. And we're just thrilled that we have a chance to have not only Bob here, but also have Carol as our head women's coach is significant. And the synergy that I think we're gonna be with them together. And one of the things that Carol asked me was, I need a partner. Eddie was a partner. And I'm hoping today that you realize that we have a 2.0, if you will. So thank you all for here, for our head coaches and staff for being here today. We'll take a couple photographs, and we have a head coaches meeting we gotta go to, or if you all wanna talk to Eddie or Carol, they're there, and we can go from there.
Well, Eddie has-